Hello, good morning. Well, it's been a long, long time. I don't know if you're following this podcast, or I don't even know if I should call it a podcast, because it just really scattered. But since things are settling down a bit for me, and I want to give it a go and see if I can continue recording it and sharing with you these few minutes of experience. As with the previous podcast in this series, or however you want to call it, my goal is twofold, let's be totally honest. One is for me to get things off my head and my chest, and want to be very honest, that's really working well for me, to talk it over. Second is to share with whoever is listening what's happening to me, my experiences, what's going on. I think I lead a very normal life with the day-to-day problems that you guys might have or experience or know somebody that is experiencing. So if my rambling and my thoughts help you, then great. If they entertain you, then fantastic. So here we go. Let's crack on with this one. And this one, I thought about how I'm going to call it, and I settled in, what do you want to be when you grow up? So let me give you a bit of background. We recently moved from our home in London. We've been there for 24 years, and I'm going to be totally honest. I had the life I always wanted to have. Had a beautiful house. My daughters were totally settled on the school with the friends. My wife was working from home a lot, but she also was having a good time, and I had the job that I loved. And now we moved to Amsterdam. We decided, and we went through all the motions and all that, but we moved to Amsterdam at the end of August. So just over a month and a bit ago. And part of that was to allow ourselves a slower pace of life. So I was going to reduce my working hours. So I still keep my work in London. So I commute every other week. When I'm here, I catch up to stuff. But yeah, the overall idea is that my wife and I were going to take the advantage of moving into a smaller city, more manageable, less busy. I was not going to be commuting every week, so I could slow down as well. And obviously the first few weeks, it was just chaos, still chaos, kind of finding things going, not going, license, papers, car permits, you know, the whole lot. Yeah. But after the first couple of weeks, I kind of start settling into a bit of a routine. And basically the routine is, I have no idea what to do. When I am in London, I am like clockwork. I just really go like 9 a.m. till 6-7 p.m. I know what to do. I know exactly what I have to be, where I have to be. And I just do it, and I thrive on that busyness, and I just kind of energy. But then I'm here, having what I always wanted to have, which is time. And I just have no idea what to do with it. Part of me says, oh, should I be looking after my business? Should I be doing stuff? Should I just go to the gym? Should I look for a house, which we haven't found yet? We're living in a temporary accommodation. And part of me says, maybe I just have to enjoy the time. But enjoy the time for what? So this is what I, you say, like, oh, when I grow up, I want to be A or B. I want to be a fireman or a teacher or a broker. I don't know, whatever it is. But is that really what we want to be? Or is that what we do? And if we had it a different way, what is that we could do? If we could choose, if we could decide, if we didn't have the pressure of time, money, paying bills, what is that you would do? What is that you would do with your time? So obviously everybody thinks, and I am the first who thinks, oh, traveling, I'm going to spend traveling. So, okay, yeah, well, hopefully we'll do that. But that only takes you so far, isn't it? Oh, I'm going to read a book. And so, well, all right, okay, yeah. I'm going to do exercise. And yeah, okay, I'm doing a bit of that as well. But the day can be really, really long. And I have no idea what I'm supposed to do. I did notice how I'm getting into this bit of routine in which I found this office where I come for a few hours in the morning, and I'm going to be very honest, I pretend that I do some work, but I do bugger all. I sometimes go for a coffee, write a bit, kind of create more content for my website, have a few calls here or there, but I really don't know what to do with my time. So I guess many of you will be saying, oh, you idiot, if I was you, I'd be doing X, Y, Z. And yeah, you know what? When I'm on holidays, I really enjoy being on holidays. But when you got like 10 days every week and you're not so clear what to do, there's a strange feeling. So find myself also, I'm kind of putting a lot more time on my daughters, or taking them to sports practice here or there, worrying them or making them lunch in the morning. I've never ever did pack lunch for them, and I'm kind of doing it now. So yeah, so what is that you want to do when you grow up? What is that you want to be? How do you want to use your time? And obviously this takes me now into a bit of a bit more longer shot, but I my wife is older than me, and for her work agreement, she can retire in a few years, 5 to be precise. So if she retires, will I retire? I can't retire, yeah. So if she retires and I retire, then I don't even have that commuting to London or that business. And then it's like 7 days per week, every week of what? Think a lot about my dad, and I don't think he planned that right. He didn't enjoy his retirement. And I've seen so many other people. And I want to do something different, so maybe this is the best thing that could have happened to me in terms of giving me the time to think and prepare for that. But let's be honest, I'm 50. I shouldn't be thinking about retirement yet. But what I'm really thinking is like, what makes me happy? How do I want to spend my time? How can I make myself of use and value? So yeah, that's where we are. So far, it's been a very interesting experience. We wanted to have an adventure, and yep, we are getting that in all possible senses. So yeah, today I wanted to just prompt these questions to you. Like, say, what do you want to do when you grow up? Really? Not the job, not to pay the bills, yeah? Imagine that you have 7 days per week to do what you want. Chances are that you will not do just one thing, yeah? You will do loads of things, but what would that be? How could you use it? What will you get out of it? Yeah, obviously, just kind of in my mind is always that kind of realistic sense check, saying, well, it's there's a concept of money and space and location and all that. So within the reasonably standard limitations, what could you do? If you have an idea, let me know, yeah? I'm sure some people will be also fuming, say, oh, for God's sake, just go and work for a charity, go to a soup shop, I think that's how it's called, feed the homeless, or I don't know, pick up paper from the floor. I'm sure many people will be thinking that. And you know what? Maybe I do. But for the time being, I'm just kind of exploring where this takes me. But I'm going to be very honest, it's not totally comfortable. So hopefully it gets better. Anyhow, that's me. That's the first one. And I'm going to be sharing these experiences. Hopefully provokes a bit of thought on you. Have a great day, and thank you for being there. Take care. Bye.